LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 25, where in 52 weeks we'll read the entire Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I am your host. If this is your first time, welcome. I'm so glad you decided to join us. And returning listeners, thank you for coming back. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Feedback or questions are always welcome. It's Wednesday, so our reading today will be from Psalms chapters 9 through 11. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that info will be at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for the episode number 25. This is a listener-supported show. I do need your support. Like to know more? Please go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Let's get started. Psalms chapter 9. I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will talk about all your wonderful acts. I will celebrate and rejoice in you. I will sing praises to your name, Most High. When my enemies turn and retreat, they fall down and die right in front of you because you have established justice for me and my claim, because you rule from the throne, establishing justice rightly. You have denounced the nations, destroyed the wicked. You have erased their name for all time. Every enemy is wiped out, like something ruined forever. You've torn down their cities. Even the memory of them is dead. But the Lord rules forever. He assumes his throne for the sake of justice. He will establish justice in the world rightly. He will judge all people fairly. The Lord is a safe place for the oppressed, a safe place in difficult times. Those who know your name trust you because you have not abandoned any who seek you, Lord. Sing praises to the Lord who lives in Zion. Proclaim his mighty acts among all people, because the one who avenges bloodshed remembers those who suffer. The Lord hasn't forgotten their cries for help. Have mercy on me, Lord. Just look how I suffer because of those who hate me. But you are the one who brings me back from the very gates of death, so I can declare all your praises, so I can rejoice in your salvation in the gates of daughter Zion. The nations have fallen into the hole they themselves made. Their feet are caught in the very net they themselves hid. The Lord is famous for the justice he has done. It's his own doing that the wicked are trapped. Hagayon, Selah. Let the wicked go straight to the grave, the same for every nation that forgets God, because the poor won't be forgotten forever. The hope of those who suffer won't be lost for all time. Get up, Lord. Don't let people prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Strike them with fear, Lord. Let the nations know they are only human. Selah. Psalms chapter 10. Why are you so far away, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself when we are in trouble? The wicked are proud and persecute the poor. Catch them in the traps they have made. The wicked are proud of their evil desires. The greedy curse and reject the Lord. The wicked do not care about the Lord. In their pride, they think that God doesn't matter. The wicked succeed in everything. They cannot understand God's judgment. They sneer at their enemies. They say to themselves, "I will never fail. I will never be in trouble." Their speech is filled with curses, lies, and threats. They're quick to speak hateful, evil words. They hide themselves in the villages, waiting to murder innocent people. They spy on their helpless victims. They wait in their hiding places like lions. They lie in wait for the poor. They catch them in their traps and drag them away. The helpless victims lie crushed. Brute strength has defeated them. The wicked say to themselves, "God doesn't care. He has closed his eyes and will never see me." O Lord, punish those wicked people. Remember those who are suffering. How can the wicked despise God and say to themselves, "He will not punish me"? But you do see. You take notice of trouble and suffering and are always ready to help. The helpless commit themselves to you. You have always helped the needy. Break the power of wicked and evil people. Punish them for the wrong they have done until they do it no more. The Lord is king forever and ever. Those who worship other gods will vanish from his land. You will listen, O Lord, to the prayers of the lowly. You will give them courage. You will hear the cries of the oppressed and the orphans. You will judge in their favor, so that mortal men may cause terror no more. Psalm 11. I run to the Lord for safety, so how can you say to me, "Fly away like a bird to your mountain"? Look, Evil people are bending their bows. They are placing their arrows against the strings. They're planning to shoot from the shadows at those who have honest hearts. When law and order are being destroyed, what can godly people do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His throne in heaven. He watches all people. His eyes study them. The Lord watches over those who do what is right, but He hates sinful people and those who love to hurt others. He will pour out flaming coals and burning sulfur on those who do what is wrong. A hot and dry wind will destroy them. The Lord always does what is right. So He loves it when people do what is fair. Those who are honest will enjoy His blessing. Today I'd like to focus a moment on chapter 9. It begins with the words, "I will thank you, Lord, with all my heart. I will talk about all your wonderful acts." And then David goes on to list many of God's great deeds. Beloved, do you talk about how God is working in your life to your friends and family? I'm guessing you probably do. You're comfortable with Him, and you probably have a lot in common with Him. But here's a harder question. Do you tell your acquaintances, or people you know but are not close to, or people you just met? Why not? Many of us are shy about talking about God to people we don't know well. We don't want them to think we're some sort of a strange religious nut. But beloved, if we truly believe that God is who we profess Him to be, and if we truly believe that people who haven't made Jesus their Savior are destined for a very bleak eternity, then we must tell them about Him. I'm an introvert by nature, believe it or not, but I meet people all the time in the business that the lovely lady Leanne and I have operated for almost 34 years. And quite often, I talk about the Lord with them. If nothing else, I plant seeds. I get them started thinking about Him. I don't say this to boast, only to say that when you are open to discussing Him, God will give you opportunities to tell others what He's done in your life. And right now, with all the craziness happening in the world, any opportunity God gives us to bring His message of good news, and any time we can bring light into a very dark world, we need to do it. Don't you agree? Let's shout from the rooftops that there is hope in Jesus. Because, beloved, He is the only way the world will find any peace. Amen? I'm glad you were here today. Shoot me an email and let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. And please remember, Lifespring Media cannot survive without your support. Lifespringmedia.com/support. See you tomorrow when we read Job 7 through 8. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.